Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Christians are claiming significant victory against radical Islam in its biblical homeland. In Iraq, they actually are now able to worship in burned-out churches. We're going to be talking about that. Also, a mind-blowing Bible translation is now available, reducing from 20 to 40 years to translate the Bible in a person's language to now just a couple of weeks. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, the picture that we're looking at right now are two Kurdish soldiers. One of them has his head down on an altar. It is burned out. It is full of black soot. There's some candles there that are burning. This is a burned out church that ISIS destroyed. And now ISIS is no longer in this particular place. They have been run out. And these people now are able to go to this church for the first time. It's a charred building inside,
yeah,
but they're worshiping for the first time.
What a visual metaphor, and the whole fact that they are back in this burned out church, the Grand Immaculate Church, it's called, near Mosul in Iraq, to see these Kurdish soldiers in their uniforms bowing before, in front of this altar, in this Christian church that is literally charred. The walls are charred. They've got some candles lit, but there are ashes all over the altar, and they're praying to our Lord Jesus. And looking at this, isn't it a metaphor for the persecuted church over the centuries, since its inception, since Christ walked the earth? Every time, in this case, Islamists, every time anti-Christians and anti-Christ groups of people go after the body of Christ, it seems that the church, when persecuted, just thrives all the more.
Yeah, it is. I mean, here's the Syriac Catholic Archbishop of Mosul, and he says that today Karakosh, which is the place where we're talking about, is free of, and I'll give the English translation, Islamic State. And he goes on to say that our role today is to remove all the remnants of the Islamic State. This includes erasing sedition and separation and conflicts which victimized us. He says political and sectarian strife, separating between one man and another, between ruler and follower, these mentalities must be changed. So it's a real visual, stunning picture where they're going into this burned out church that ISIS destroyed, and now they're able to worship in that church for the first time. No matter what happens, I mean, our persecuted brothers and sisters are literally facing unprecedented persecution, brutal persecution around the world, particularly in the Middle East and these Islamic dominated countries. Liberty Counsel has a ministry called Liberty Relief International, where we help our persecuted brothers and sisters. If you want to be a part of it, you want to provide contributions, you can go to libertyreliefinternational.org or go to lc.org. Call us for more information, because we are here to provide an opportunity for you to be able to help our persecuted brothers and sisters with food, clothing, Bibles, shelter. They're not able to go into these places of shelter. They're getting displaced. They can't go to the UN camps because their lives are in danger. They're run by Muslims. They're occupied by Muslims. And so Christians literally are not safe to go into these UN-dominated so-called refugee camps.
You know, it just shows you the power of the Holy Spirit, who protects, who guides us. We in America are just beginning to get a touch of this whole, persecution. But over in these countries where they, you know, could give up their very lives for worshiping the Lord, but they are faithfully doing that, it just goes to show you the power of God and the power of His Word that will continue to prevail no matter what.
Yeah, you know, and the Bible, no matter how many liberal theologians from Germany in the 19th century that infected the United States and other parts of the world, no matter how much persecution there is against God's people, whether it's, the pharaohs against the Jews, the king of Persia against the Jews, whether it's Herod against Jesus Christ when he was born, and the persecution that happened with the early New Testament Christians, or now persecution around the world of unprecedented magnitude. Yet Jesus' words are still true. The gates of hell, the fury of hell, shall not prevail against his church. Good news is that the Bible, the Word of God, sets people free. And to get the Bible, the living Word of God that is true through the ages, into the hands of people, we oftentimes take it for granted. We've got multiple translations. I've got several thousand options on my iPhone to be able to view any kind of translation of the Bible. Literally, I've got over nearly almost 2,000 different options on my phone. I've got all kinds of Bibles of multiple languages in my library. Most people have the option to have all kinds of translations. We take it for granted. Some people don't have the Word of God. This new invention is amazing. Wycliffe Bible translators, that's what they do. They translate the Bible to get it into every language and nation and tribe around the world. It's not an easy task. You got some of these little tiny in these tribes that speak a specific language. You've got to learn that language and then translate it into their language. You know, when they hear something like your sins shall be as white as snow, if they live in a place that they don't have snow, they don't know what that is. So you got to put it in their language. Now this new technology reduces the time from 20 to 40 years to translate the Bible into a particular unknown or untranslated language from 20 to 40 years to 2 weeks.
Incredible.
It's not just from a practical standpoint an amazing tool that will spread the gospel, Matt, but there are implications of biblical proportions. You think of, for instance, Matthew 24:14. It says, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." You think of that in the context of this new technology. It's very, very encouraging.
You know,
and amazing.
It's incredible. They are using nationals to do a lot of this translation, which is very wise. Instead of trying to learn a language, they actually go into the countries and get nationals to help them do the translation. So it's helped to expedite the process. But the president, Bruce Smith, says that doing this puts like a target on their backs because of all the persecution going over there. So we generally need to pray for these people that are helping to get God's word out there.
Yeah, there's a Bible display at the Holy Land Experience in Orlando, and I was there several years ago, and they take you through this whole development of the Bible, translation of the Bible over the years, the development of the Gutenberg printing press, people who died, who were burned at the stake for translating the Bible in common language. There's this one section, though, that has a circular place, and I was looking at this one Bible, and I was wondering why it was there, because it looked like it had like nursing white kind of tape over the top of it, and it was stained. And about the time I was processing that, the light came there, shone on that Bible, and that was the blood of the martyr who was the owner of that Bible, and their blood was still on that Bible. It was one of the first Bibles that this individual collected as part of this Bible collection. You move from that into the final room, and when you're in that room, it's a modern room. There's multiple translations of the Bible on the bookshelf. There's radio, TV. There's all kinds of distractions going. And here there's dust on these Bibles. I mean, it's just a powerful image. We have the Word of God that transforms people's lives, that points us to the Messiah who gave his life for us, that said the truth will set you free, that he came to set at liberty those who are captive, to give sight to the blind, to those who are oppressed, to give them freedom. We have it in our fingertips.
Right. It's power of that two-edged sword.
Yeah. People are willing to go to their death, be decapitated, have oil put on top of them, burning, scalding oil, because of their relationship with the God who created them and the God who ultimately incarnated into our existence and died for us. And we take it for granted. So I encourage you, pray for our brothers and sisters around the world who are facing these persecutions. Pray for their persecutors that they also see the light. Pray for this expansion of the Word of God, this amazing new invention that will help Bible translators go put language of the Bible into their language. You know, Child Evangelism Fellowship is now in 200 of the 207 countries They have seven more countries to go. And they'll have a place of missions in every country in the world, the only one in the world to almost reach every single nation. So I encourage you, look at the Bible, read it, take time to be with the Lord who ultimately sets us free. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.